Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour, the Friday edition. What do we get to do each and every Friday? Talk to the managing editor of City View Magazine. It's Jeff Pitts. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. What an alliteration that is. I say that every week, Jeff, and just so fun. Just so fun. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't complain about a single thing.
Good man. Good man. Me either. Although it is Halloween. And
is that how do you feel about Halloween?
I don't know. Okay. When I was a kid in Detroit,
yeah.
I mean, we would, it was all homemade costumes because we couldn't afford, uh-huh. I mean, well, and they didn't have store-bought costumes
right.
at the time. So it was all, you know, I remember one year I went as Dracula.
Ooh.
And I had this cape, you know, and the whole thing was made. And for the teeth, of course, you know, we didn't have plastic teeth that looked like Dracula or anything like that. So,
sure.
So I, like, glued two pumpkin seeds to my teeth. I'll never forget it. Yeah. I had the makeup on, the whole stuff, you know. And
pumpkin seeds, huh?
Yeah, that's what it was. And anyway, it was kind of fun. And you know, you'd collect all your stuff in a pillowcase and go door to door. And we would soap windows.
Wait, did you say you glued pumpkin seeds to your teeth?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could.
With what? What was the adhesive you used?
I don't know. Probably, I don't
sounds
know.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
It probably was. But when you're, you know, you're.
It's worth it, though.
Yeah. When you're 10, hey, what, 10, 11, 12? Yeah, that's what you do. Oh, yeah. And, you know, we would go to the school and soap all the windows. Uh-huh. That was really fun. And never waxed any windows because that was cruel. And, you know.
Wax? Why was wax?
Well, because, you know, you could wash the soap off, but if you waxed the windows, it's difficult to get that wax off. So So you soap the windows. Yeah. Well, take a bar of soap, you know, and write stuff on the windows. That's great.
We never did that.
No,
we teepeed.
No, we didn't do that. We never. The teepee thing came along when our son was in high school. So yeah, uh-huh. we didn't get into that. But I bet there's some people back during the start of COVID-19 wish they had some of that toilet paper.
I bet all those hoarders are they just glad they have that?
You betcha.
That come in handy.
Well, you know, it doesn't go bad. I don't think. You know, so.
Man, remember the world before COVID-19?
No. As a matter of fact, I was with my granddaughter the other day. We were driving someplace, and I said, you know, this is just so weird, Jovi. It is, I mean, this, it's hard to remember what it was like when it was normal.
Right.
And she said to me, she says, Zadie, this is normal.
Yeah.
Anyway. So stuff to do in the metro over the Halloween weekend, which, by the way, okay, one more story. I got to do this because I think it's just... It is so 2020. Consider this, Jeff. Halloween this year is on a weekend, right? We got Beggar's Night on Friday, or, you know, I mean, it's a weekend.
Depends.
Yeah. And so if this were in other days, you know, there would be bars and restaurants would be having these major parties and things going on all over the place. People would be dressing up as Saturday night. You know, we set our clocks back so you get an extra hour of sleep on Sunday. So Halloween party, set clocks back, extra sleep. However, and I think it's just fitting, here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and so a lot of that stuff ain't going to happen. But, you know, it's just fitting. So 2020.
Wait, it's fall forward, right?
No, spring, I don't know.
Spring back, fall forward.
No, spring forward, fall back.
No, 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 no.
I don't know.
Spring back, fall forward.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's just my favorite thing to say to mess with people.
Yeah, I just what I do is I know that that's the day that I have to change the batteries in the smoke detector.
Oh, you do that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you are a more responsible citizen than I am.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've now spent.
Wait, there's batteries in the smoke detectors.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's kind of unique. That's what.
What does it mean when they stop chirping?
Ah, well, when they stop chirping,
right?
I don't know. I've never. I mean, if you can sleep through the chirp, you're a better man than I.
Now, when you haven't slept in 2 years.
Right. How's Emma? So did Emma dress up for Halloween? What's she doing? What is
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee. That's right.
All right. Emma.
The cutest bumblebee on the planet,
of course.
I think.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. She's cute.
You need to start sharing photographs.
You know, that's something neither me or my wife is really big on. Well, I'll tell you what. We're not huge photo people anyway, but if you do try and take a photo, she darts. She sees that phone out and
she moves.
You know, she doesn't get a lot of phone time, so she is very difficult to get a clean photo. What ends up happening is you get a photo of her trying to take the phone out of your hands.
Yeah. See, well, that's bumblebees. You know, they're just flitting all over the place. Watch out for that stinger. All right. We have now chewed up almost 6 minutes of nonsense, which is always fun because it's always great to talk to you and find out what's going on in the world. And you're one of the only friends I have that I can just kind of just be normal with. Everybody else, I have to appear to be somebody that knows what they're doing. So anyway.
Amen.
Yeah. So, all right, Jeff. Amen. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, managing editor of City View. What you got on tap for us this weekend into next week?
Well, first, I've got a joke for you. If you need one for tonight or tomorrow night or whenever you knock, knock.
Who's there?
Voodoo.
Voodoo who?
Voodoo you think you are, asking all these questions.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. All right, Saturday, Animal Rescue League Training Center. The Animal Rescue League is hosting a trick or treat for your dog.
Really?
Yeah. So bring your dog to the Halloween. They call it the Howl-o-ween party. Your dog will be able to show their best trick and earn a tasty treat. Dress it in a costume. Get a photo taken of it, and then you can win prizes.
Wow. I'll have to tell my bride about that because no doubt she would like to do that. I don't know which dog we would take, however. Probably
take them all.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
they're all going to like pump. They have pumpkin pie for your pup, even.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You know, if we took them all, they would say, where's your kennel license?
You don't want to get the authorities involved.
That's right. That's right. So it's Howl-o-ween at the Animal Rescue.
A-R-L.
It's Saturday.
Yep.
Got it.
That's right. There's also a coat drive going on this weekend for veterans at Polk County Veterans Affair, 4133 Urbandale Avenue. Coats and other items will be being distributed to vets and their families.
Really? At the VFW, you say?
It's called Polk County Veterans Affairs. It's at, it's at 41st and Urbandale Avenue in Des Moines.
Got it.
It's put on by Polk County Veterans Affairs, yep.
Got it.
So if you're a veteran and want to stay warm this winter, that's one way.
That's kind of a nice thing. Are they accepting coats or something? Or what's...
Didn't say so on the I don't know where they're getting their coats. They must have already.
Already got them, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Saturday. All right. Cool.
Also Saturday, this one's a good one. Quick Trip is giving away free snackles to kids who come in costume.
Snackle?
Between 4 and 10 p.m.
What's a snackle?
That's a good question. I thought you would know.
No.
You don't know what a snackle is?
No, I don't have any idea.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Free snackle between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.
4 and 10, yeah.
4 and 10. These kids should not be out at 10 o'clock at night. What the heck's the matter with these parents? Get your tuck us in bed. What are you talking about?
Snackle.
Four and oh. Two. What's a snackle?
It looks like a, so it's like a flour tortilla looking thing with a cheese steak. Okay. Chicken cheesesteak flatbread.
Really?
So it's a, you know, it's on a tortilla with chicken and melted cheese. And
there you go.
That looks really good.
Ain't kosher, but that sounds, you know, I mean, it sounds pretty good. I wonder if they could make them with just the cheese.
Probably just not. The what?
Just the cheese.
Oh.
A free snackle. Quick Trip. 4 to 10. Make sure kids, you get there early.
Come in, 12 and under. Come in costume.
Costume.
Get your free snackle.
All right. Got it.
That's a good deal.
That is a good deal. Free snackle.
All right. Greater Des Moines Botanical Center is holding family friendly trick or trees event. I like it. Everyone's got an interesting play on words with their event.
When is this?
This is Saturday also. Feature interactive activities, entertainment, educational information about trees.
Got it.
6 acres of outdoor gardens.
Trees. Nice.
Costumes are encouraged.
Botanical.
There's going to be a comedy magician, Jonathan May, there. A chainsaw artist.
What?
Is going to be there. Yeah, no. Chainsaw artist. Yeah, you ever seen those guys?
Yeah, I have. This is not a good idea over Halloween.
No?
No. I mean, it brings to mind Chainsaw Massacre. And I don't know. That's a little spooky to me. Just don't cut down the palm trees, all right? Hey. Yikes. Okay.
Let's see.
Okay, I can see it now. The guy with the chainsaw cuts down that big palm tree there at the Botanical Center. while the magician is saying, don't worry, you know, it'll reappear. Now, that would be something.
Yeah, they should work together.
Yeah.
Okay. Next week at the Playhouse. Playhouse is open. They are performing live plays. They're back in action. Middle-aged couple, young couple. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, this is naughty.
The same.
This is naughty. Don't I
kind of vacation resort on accident. Together. Uh-huh.
And hijinks
they
will
to share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see.
And there's going to be hijinks.
There will be hijinks will ensue. Now, this is an adult play.
Just, no.
It's got to be. I mean, come on.
I think I think it's a comedy, not a
little spicy over there at the Des Moines Playhouse.
Mind out of the gutter, Michael.
Okay. All right. Hijinks.
Also, Des Moines Bucks open next week, Thursday, season home opener. They're playing at Wells Fargo Arena.
Still doing that, huh?
I think most of the season, I'm not sure they know how long they're going to be there, but I think for a good chunk of time, they're going to be playing it well.
Yeah, I'm not too far away from Bucks Arena.
Have you seen any construction going on?
No. Early on, after the windstorm came through and ripped up their roof, there were people up there walking around on that oval roof, you know, just crazy looking. And I saw nobody with like safety harnesses or anything like that, you know, just walking around up there. Oh my God. But, for 3-4 weeks, I haven't seen anything going on, but you know, I don't get out much.
Right.
You know, so maybe
I was thinking about taking a drive by there.
Yeah, you'll be disappointed. There ain't much going on, so so maybe it's all inside. Maybe they got damage inside too. Who knows?
Could be. It might just take a while to line up a contractor and get it figured out. Whatever they're going to do.
All right, Thursday the Bucks are going to be downtown at the Well.
Season opener. Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, new art exhibit at the Art Center. We talked about this too. Funeral home decor.
Yeah, I know. This
and
is
the psychology
spooky.
Behind it.
This is spooky.
I can't wait to see this. So the lady spent, you know, a year or so doing research on why funeral homes decorate the way they do, why they place things in certain spots, why they.
I once
it's
dated
kind of an interesting topic.
I once dated a girl whose father was an undertaker.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah,
he knows where the bodies are buried.
Exactly. I even went on a couple of calls with him, you know, to pick up dead folks.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's something I just don't have any experience with, really.
No, it's, well, I worked in a hospital, you know, for a while when I was going
I did
to
not
school.
Know that.
Yeah, emergency room in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And, wow. I mean, I got stories. That was.
To tell the tales.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a county receiving hospital for Oakland County. And so, yeah, it was a teaching hospital, too. We had residents and interns. Uh-huh. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Resident and intern house was right across the street, and there would be parties there. So,
oh, I bet.
It's a lot of fun. Oh, boy.
Huh. Well, that's all I got, Michael.
That's what you got, huh? Okay, we that's end up we with the Bucks on Thursday down at the Well, opening their season up. And go Bucks. Who are they playing? Let's do we have Bucks. Any idea?
No, we don't.
All right. Well, whoever it is, we
yes,
hate
we
them.
Do. Oh, Omaha. Who? No, they play Tri-City Storm.
And we hate them.
No, I'm sorry. Sioux Falls Stampede.
We hate those people, too.
Then the Tri-City Storm on Friday.
Sioux Falls Stampede. Psh, get out
Stampede.
Of here. Stampede. Yeah, we're going to stampede your tuckus. You just wait.
Let's see about that.
Yeah, right. Throw a little shade on those folks in Sioux City. All right. That's Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen. You have just listened to about 16 and a half minutes of silliness, and that's what we do each and every Friday is talk about stuff to do in the metro and do some local commentary. What the heck? Why not? It's Friday, after all. Jeff, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Jeff Pitts, City View Magazine. For all of us that put this together each and every day, usually a little more serious than what we are on Friday. That would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is none other than Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, boo. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.